We've been reading James.
我们一直在读雅各书。
And let us continue to do that in the first chapter.
所以让我们今天继续第一章。
Father, we ask that as we open the scripture, this time would be profitable.
主啊，我们求你，当我们打开你话语的时候，能够成为我们的益处。
We pray, Lord, that your word wouldn't be merely words and phrases, but should be life to us.
主，我们求你的话语不单单是一个字句，而是做我们的生命。
We pray, Lord, that you could make this time profitable by your anointing upon us all.
主啊，求你将这段时间因着你的膏抹成为我们的益处。
And that grace, that faithfulness which is in the Lord Jesus, we should know.
让我们能够知道，看见你的恩惠，你的膏油。
Lord, give us that portion that you have prepared for us for this hour.
主啊，让你在这个时刻为我们准备的福分能够临到我们。
We ask this in Jesus' precious holy name.
我们祷告是奉主宝贵圣洁的名祈求，阿门。
So we've read in the first chapter of James up to, I think last time we got as far as verse 19.
我想上次我们读雅各书一直是讲到第十九章十九节。
In verse 17, he said that every good gift is from above.
在十七节里说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的。
And every good gift comes to us.
都是从上头来的。
Because in verse 18, because we have been born again of God's own will.
我们得到这些的赏赐是因为我们是按着神自己的旨意用真道生了我们。
That is every person who is the Lord's can say I am the Lord's because the Lord has chosen me.
就是我们每一个被神生的人都可以说我们是属神的神拣选了我们。
Of his own will, it was his idea, it was his thought, it was his plan that we are born again.
我们被重生是因着他自己的旨意，他自己的计划。
And the reason was that we should be a special people, a people set apart to him.
这个原因就是我们是成为一个单单归主、分别为圣的一般人。
That's what it means in verse 18 when it says we are a kind of first fruits.
这就是十八节里所说的，我们好像出熟的果子。
Because the first fruits were that part of the harvest which were set aside for God, which were called holy to the Lord.
因为出熟的果子是在整个庄稼里面被分别出来归主为圣的。
So having said that, James says in verse 19, so then,
所以这以后呢，雅各在十九节里面就说，
He said, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And what we, when we spoke about that, we said this isn't simply an instruction about what you need to do.
我们上次说到这句话的意思不是让你知道应该怎么样来做。
Rather, this is a description of what you need to be.
而是一个你应该成为怎样人的一种描述。
What sort of man is it?Who is swift to hear, who is slow to speak, who is slow to anger.
一个快快的听慢慢的说慢慢的动怒的人是怎么样一个人
That sort of person is a person who walks with God.
这种人是与神同行的人
That person knows their own frailty.
这种人他们知道自己的软弱
They know their own lack of wisdom.
他们知道自己缺乏智慧。
And they care about the people they're listening to or speaking with.
他们也对于他们一同讲话的人非常的关心。
So they're swift to hear.
所以快快地听。
They want to hear.
他们想听。
They're listeners.
他们是一个懂得聆听的人。
And they're slow to speak.
慢慢地说。
Because they know they don't have wisdom.
因为知道他们自己缺乏智慧。
And only God's word is wisdom.
而只有神的话是有智慧的。
And they're slow to be angry.
慢慢的动怒。
Because they don't need to defend themselves.
因为他们不需要为自己来辩护。
They're not touchy.
他们不是那种很敏感的人。
They're not easily offended.
他们不是很容易就被冒犯的人。
Because their life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为他们的生命同基督一同藏在神的里面。
And these realities are what shapes them.
这些的事实使他们成为这样的人。
This is what makes them the people that they are.
这些事就让他们成为他们这样子的人。
Their faith is something real.
他们的信心是真实的。
And it is working in them.
这个信心也在他们里面不断的工作。
So this is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
He says the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God.
他说人的怒气并不成就神的义。
You know, you think of the man who gets angry.
我们试想一个人他发怒了。
What's accomplished?
这结果是什么呢？
Nothing.
他不能达到任何的目的。
Except hurt and offense and all those things.
除了那些对别人造成的伤害等等。
But we want to work the righteousness of God.
但是我们想要做成神的义。
We want to see that goodness, that purity, that grace being worked in other people's lives.
我们想要看到神的圣洁、美丽、纯洁在别人的身上能够显现出来。
We want it in our own life.
我们也希望这些在我们的生命里显露出来。
We want our own life to be a fragrance, a sweet fragrance, not a foul smell.
我们想要我们生命发出来香气而不是臭气。
We want our own life to reflect the righteousness of God.
我们要我们的生命能够反映出神的义。
How is that going to be achieved?
我们怎么来做到？
How is that going to be worked?
怎么来成全这件事情？
Not by my bad temper.
不是靠我自己的坏脾气可以做到。
Not by my pride.
不是靠我的骄傲。
Not by my ignorance.
不是靠我的无知。
It's going to be worked another way.
这一定有另外一种方法。
So James then in verse 21 says, therefore.
所以雅各在二十一节说，所以。
And then whenever we see therefore, we've got to ask what it's there for.
我们看到所以，我们就要知道为什么他说所以。
We understand, he said, therefore.
我们懂得他说所以。
Because he wants, we're following on from this working of the righteousness of God.
因为我们之前在讲到怎么样来成就神的义。
We are God's people.
我们是神的子民。
How do we work his righteousness?
我们怎么来成就神的义呢？
How do we see change brought into our families?Into the church, into the world.
我们怎么样来看到神来改变我啊？神的意来改变我们的家庭，改变这个世界。
So James says, therefore.
所以呢，啊，雅各说，所以。
Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness.
你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。
And he says, receive with meekness.The implanted word which is able to save your soul.
存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Well, this language is a little bit strong, isn't it?
这里讲的话好像是不是很重呢？
Lay aside all filthiness.
要脱去一切的污秽。
And the overflow of wickedness, that's the excess.Of wickedness.
和盈余的邪恶就是那个非常多的邪恶。
But he's writing to Christians here.
但是他这里写信的对象是基督徒啊。
Isn't this language a bit strong?
他所用的词是不是太过分了一点？
Isn't this what you'd go out into the world with and say, lay aside all filthiness?
这些话是不是对那些世界上的不信的人讲的，要脱去你的污秽？
Why would he speak like this to Christians?
为什么他用这样的话对着基督徒讲呢？
Are they such hypocrites?
这些基督徒难道是那么的假冒伪善吗？
I don't think that's the point.
我觉得这个不是原因。
James knows who he's speaking to.
雅各知道他讲话的对象是谁。
But the language he's using.
但是他所用的字句。
Is as if he is viewing their life.From heaven.
就是好像他是从天上来看那些人的生命。
This isn't the earthly view.
因为这是世界上。
This is the heavenly view.
不是世界的观念，而是从天上来看的观念。
And he uses this strong language to describe what from heaven is filthiness and wickedness.
他就是从天上的角度来看、啊、向我们来描述这些东西是有多么的污秽和邪恶。
So he's saying to the believers, clean up your life.
就是他向信徒讲，你要洁净你的生命。
Don't treat sin lightly.
不要把罪恶当做一件很轻松的事情。
Don't indulge yourself with a few faults that you think are not so bad.
不要把自己沉浸放纵在那些的罪恶里面。
Don't permit for yourself things which you know are sin.
不要允许你自己做你知道是罪的那些事情。
He said, lay it aside.
他说脱去。
You know, when Peter spoke in 2 Peter, in chapter 1,
你们知道在彼得在彼得后书第一章里面写到
2 Peter chapter 1,
在彼得后书的第一章
he says, after describing what it is to be born again, he says in verse 5, for this very reason, but also for this very reason, chapter 1 verse 5, giving all diligence,Add to your faith virtue.
在第一章的五节里面，当他描述完重生以后，他就说到：你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行。
So he's speaking to believers.
他在对信徒讲。
You have faith.
你有了信心。
You have believed.
你已经相信了。
What next?
接下来是什么？
You know, you could imagine somebody who's believed in the Lord.
你可以想象有一个人已经信主了
and they've been baptized.
他们受浸了
and then they're drying themselves after their baptism and they say, what do I need to do now?
然后他们从水里起来擦干以后就说接下来我要做什么
and you could tell them this.
你可以告诉他们这句话
add to your faith virtue.
有了信心又要加上德行
add to your faith moral excellence.
有了信心你又要加上你道德的 美德操行
clean up your life
要把你的生命要打扫干净
go and take steps
一步一步的来
throw things out
把坏的东西脏的东西扔掉
pull down things
有些坏的东西拿下来
change your life
改变你的生命
add to your faith virtue
加上德行
and then he goes on
然后又讲下去
and he says add to virtue knowledge
有了德行又要加上知识
That is, learn the scripture.
就是要学习神的话
To knowledge, self-control.
有了知识又要加上节制
Don't be just pushed around by circumstances. Make your own choices.
不要跟着这个事情来走要做自己的决定
To self-control, perseverance.
有了节制又要加上忍耐
Continue, be steadfast. Don't give up.
要一步一步的往下走，不要放弃。
To perseverance, godliness.
有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔。
Learn to pray.
要祷告。
Learn to walk in that spiritual way.
要走一条属灵的路。
And to godliness, brotherly kindness.
有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
You can start there.
你可以从那里开始。
Start to think of others.
开始想别人的需要
and to brotherly kindness, love.
有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心
Love is the greatest of virtues.
爱是美德里面最大的一样
Love is the end result, the end purpose of our commandment.
爱是所有诫命的最终的目的
The man that loves
一个人爱
的人 is transformed.Into the image of Christ.
一个能爱的人，他就是被改变成基督的形象。
So James has a similar message.
这里雅各所传的信息也是很相像。
Lay aside all filthiness and all overflow of wickedness.
要脱去一切的污秽和淫欲的邪恶。
And receive with meekness.
用纯温柔的心领受。
He says, receive with meekness the implanted word,
他说是存着温柔的心领受那所栽种的
道 which is able to save your soul,
就是能救你们灵魂的道
Now he's put a lot in that one sentence.
这句话很长。
First of all, he describes the word of God as being implanted.
他讲了很多事情，首先是神的道是栽种下去的。
So the word of God is seen as not as something that's simply external, but something that's in them.
神的话不是一样外面的东西，而是到你里面去的东西。
We have been saved by the word of God.
我们是被神的道来拯救的。
Not simply by the message of the gospel.
不是单单是因为一个福音的信息。
But by God speaking.
而是藉着神向我们说话。
No one is saved without the Lord speaking to them.
没有一个人得救是神不向着他讲话，他被得救的。
I don't mean that you will have heard a voice with your ears.
我不是说你的耳朵就听见他的声音。
Or that you will have seen a vision.
或者说你看到一个异象。
But something happens.
但是有一件事情发生。
Something of God happens in you.
就是神的事情在你的里头发生了。
And this leads to a change.
而这件事情改变了你。
The Lord Jesus said, "The hour is coming, and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live."
耶稣说，时候到了，现在就是了，就是死人要听见他的声音，就要活了。
Those who hear shall live.
那些听到他声音的就活了。
This is the new birth.
这就是一个新的生命。
We are born again by the word of God.
我们是被神的话语重生的。
In verse 18, he said, "We were brought forth," or born by the word of truth.
十八节里面说，神用真道生了我们。
So the scripture is the word of God.
圣经就是神的话语。
But when the Holy Spirit takes the scripture and speaks into our hearts,
但是当圣灵将神的话语讲到我们心里的时候，
then this word is much more than words on a page.
这个话语就不再是字句了。
It becomes an implanted word.
这个话语就成为载重在我们心里的道。
It's something that's in us.
成为在我们里头的东西。
And as James says, it's something which transforms us.
就像雅各所说的，是那个能改变我们的东西。
This word is able to save our souls.
这一个道就是能救我们灵魂的道。
Now does that mean that the people to whom he's writing are not saved?
那么是不是说这些看到这个字句的人他们就没有被得救呢？
No, he's writing to the believers.
不是的，他这份书信是写给信徒的。
So why does he say the word is able to save you?
那他为什么说这个道是能救你们灵魂的道？
Because he's talking about that full salvation.
因为他在讲的是那个全备的救恩。
The purpose of God is not simply that we are born.Again,
神的目的不是仅仅叫我们重生。
But God's purpose is that we should be born and grow up into Him.
神的旨意是要我们重生了，还要长大。
We are to be transformed.
我们要被改变。
So when He says it's, the word can save your soul,
所以他说这个道能救你们的灵魂。
He's talking about that transformation in you that delivers you from this world.
他所说的是那一个在你里面的转变的过程，把你从这个世界上救出来。
It's the transformation that makes you into a different person, a new person.
这个改变的过程使得你成为一个新造的人。
But he says, receive this word with meekness.
他说要存着温柔的心领受那所栽种的道。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It says, receive it as one who is teachable.
就是说你要领受那个道，好像你是能够被教导的人一样。
You know, in Proverbs it says, if you give a wise man instruction, he will be still wiser.
在箴言书里说，你对智慧的人给他教导智慧的人，他就会更加的智慧。
So no matter how wise we might think we are,
就是说不管我们觉得我们自己有多聪明，
If we're truly wise, we're always open to learn.
如果我们真的是非常有智慧的，我们就一直是能够学习的。
And a Christian should be one of the most teachable people on the earth.
基督徒应该成为地球上最能够领受教导的人。
Always ready to learn.
一直是准备好学习新的东西。
But that's the meekness.
这就是一个温柔的心。
Receive with meekness.
就是存温柔的心。
Implanted word.
领受那所栽种的道。
Not simply teachable.
不单单是能够领受。
Because to be teachable by God, we have to be ready to repent.
我们如果能够被神来教导的话，我们必须是一个随时准备好悔改的人。
Because God is teaching a proud man or woman.
因为神正在教导一个骄傲的男人或者女人。
And there are many things that he needs to teach us, which when we learn, we will find offensive.
很多他所教导我们的东西，我们可能会觉得很难，很冒犯我们。
So we need to receive the word with meekness.
所以我们需要用一个温柔的心来领受。
With a heart that's willing to repent, which means willing to say I was wrong.
我们的心如果是一个悔改的心，就是随时愿意说主啊，我是错的。
You know, being taught is being often corrected.
我们被教导通常很往往是意味着我们要被纠正。
So that sort of meekness is required.
所以就需要这样一个温柔的心。
This is the word which is able to save our soul.
这一个道就是能救我们灵魂的道。
This is the word which can transform us to make us true witnesses of the Lord.
这个道能够转变我们，使我们真的成为神的主耶稣的见证。
We are not witnesses to the Lord Jesus just simply by saying, I'm a Christian.
我们不能仅仅因为我是个基督徒就说啊，我是主的见证人。
You know that saying when you are trying to speak to somebody about the Lord.
你知道当你向一个人传福音的时候。
And the person answers you and says, I can't hear what you're saying.
如果那个人说啊，我听不见你在讲什么。
Because your life is speaking too loudly.
因为你的生活讲得更响亮。
Your life is your first witness.
你的生活，你的行为是你最先见证神的。
People see us.
人们看见我们。
They see what sort of people we are.
他们首先是看到我们是怎样的人。
Whether we're proud, whether we're arrogant, whether we're selfish, whether we're kind.
我们是骄傲的，还是自私的，还是我们是一个仁慈的人。
And then they will hear our words.
然后他们才听得进我们讲什么。
So many times we've heard of people who are very loud witnesses.
我们很多时候听到人说他的见证非常的响亮。
I know a situation where there were two Christians.
我记得有两个基督徒。
They were working together.
他们一同的走。
One of them was very vocal.
有一个基督徒是他是很会讲的。
One of them spoke much about the Lord or made reference to going to church and things like that.
他会讲很多关于主的话，也讲到他去教会等等等等。
And the other one felt very intimidated or embarrassed by this one who was seemed to be so bold.
另外一个基督徒就是很胆小，好像他很胆怯，看到旁边一个基督徒讲这么勇敢，讲这么多。
And they were both working for the same manager.
这两个人是为同一个经理工作的。
Later on, that manager said.
然后他们的经理说。
That she didn't hear anything that the other one said.
她听不见那个基督徒到底在讲什么。
Because her life.
因为她自己的行为。
There was not that fragrance, there was not that humility, there was not that gentleness.
在他的生活里他看不到那个芳香，看不到那个温柔。
We are told to receive with meekness the engrafted word, the implanted word.
我们要存温柔的心来领受那所栽种的道。
Which is able to save our souls.
就是能救你们灵魂的道。
I don't think there's a greater need in the church today.
今天我不觉得教会里有这么大的一个需要。
In all of the church.
或者说任何的教会。
Then that the lives of the Christians should be changed.
这个需要就是基督徒的生命需要改变。
So that people are seeing and witness to the Lord Jesus.
以至于人就能够看见他们对主耶稣的见证。
Truly saved soul.
是一个真正的被能够救我们灵魂的道。
But James goes on.
然后雅各接下去说。
And he says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
只是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
The first thing we notice, he says, be a doer.
第一件事他讲的就是你要做一个行道的人。
Don't be just a hearer.
不要做一个单单听到的人。
So he didn't say go and do.
他没有说去做。
He said be a doer.
他说做一个听到的人。
Be the sort of person who.
做那样的一个人是行道的。
It's not about just doing something.
不是要你去做这个做那个。
It's not about just simply adding on to your life a certain activity.
不是要在你的生活中要做这个活动那个活动
But it's about being a different person.
而是关乎于你要成为一个不一样的人
So what he's writing here is giving more detail to what he's already just said.
所以他这里是把他刚才所讲的到再加上一些的具体的事情
If you receive with meekness the implanted word,
如果你存着温柔的心领受了那栽种的道
If you're teachable,
如果你是能够被教导的
If you're correctable,
你是能够被纠正的
then you will be a doer of the word.
然后你就能够成为一个行道的人
you won't be somebody who just sits and listens.
你不会成为一个就坐在那里只听到的人
Because he said to be that sort of person,
因为他说你要做那样人的话
is self-deception.
就是自己欺哄自己
It is enough.
够了
I listen.
我听一下就够了。
I went.
然后走开了。
I heard.
我听到了。
I listened well.
我听得很仔细。
It's enough.
已经够了。
Is it ever enough?
是不是真的够了?
What an absurdity.
这个真的是很荒唐。
What a self-deception.
自己骗自己。
Imagine somebody standing on the shore of Galilee.
如果有一个人站在加利利的海岸边。
Hearing the Lord Jesus,
听到主耶稣讲道
and nothing more.
然后仅此而已
No response.
没有回应
No action.
也没有行动
No following.
也不跟随主
No repentance.
没有悔改
Just hearing.
就是听到而已
I heard.
我听到了
So?
那又怎么样
Don't be a hearer.
不要做一个只听的人。
Be a doer.
做一个行道的人。
For, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
因为听到而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
Many of us do this.
我们很多人是这样做的。
We look at ourselves in a mirror.
我们照镜子。
We see what we really look like.
我们看到自己到底是怎么样的。
Then we go away.
然后走开了。
And continue.To imagine what we look like.
然后我们继续地想象着我们是什么样子的。
And we live in a false imagination.
我们就活在那一个虚假的相貌里面。
He looks at himself in the mirror.
他对着镜子看自己。
Then what does he do?
然后他怎么做呢?
He goes away.
他看见就走了。
And immediately forgets.
马上就忘了。
But he still has an idea of who he is.
但是他还是有一个感觉，他的是长得怎么样的。
But it's not the truth.
只是他自己的想象不是真实的。
But, James says in verse 25, but He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
25节说，唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Now, I don't know what the Chinese says, but in the Greek,
不知道中文的翻译怎么样，但是在希腊的原文里，
this word looks into the perfect law of liberty.
就是、
actually means to sort of stoop down and look into.
就是二十五节里面详细查看这几个字，在希腊原文里就是你要蹲下来，很仔细的去检查。
You know when Peter and John ran to the empty tomb.
你知道彼得和约翰他们奔到那空的坟墓里的时候。
They used the same word. He stooped down and looked in.
圣经里也是用相同的字来描述他们怎么样蹲下去查看。
It means with looking in with real interest. I want to see. I want to know.
就是他们带着很强烈的兴趣要去查看，他们想知道，想看见。
He who looks into the perfect law of liberty.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的。
Perfect means it's complete.
全备的意思就是很完全。
It's sufficient.
已经充足的。
It's all you need.
是所有的都在那里的。
And it's called the law of liberty.
这也是叫被称为使人自由之律法。
This is not a law which brings us into bondage.
这个律法不是把你带进限制和锁链里面。
But this is the word of God that sets us free.
这个律法是神的话，使你自由的律法。
That's why he calls it the law of liberty.
所以被称为使人自由之律法。
It's to set us free from our sin.
是把我们从罪的捆绑里面释放出来。
And from all that corruption which holds us.
把我们从那些的败坏中释放出来的。
That corruption which is a plague in our life.
这个败坏是我们生命中的瘟疫。
And it's a plague to people close to us.
而且使我们靠近我们的人都得着那个瘟疫。
It's to set us free from that.
但神的律法使我们得自由。
And to enable us to be a sweet fragrance of Christ, a blessing.
也使得我们能够成为基督的芳香，
this、
成为他人的祝福。
This is the law of liberty.
这就是使人自由的律法。
The man who looked in the mirror.
那个看着镜子的人。
He looked.
他看了。
And he went away.
他走了。
The man who looks into the law of liberty,
那一个详细查看使人自由之律法的人
continues in it.
他不断地继续地查看。
He's not a forgetful hearer.
他不是听了就忘记。
But he's a doer.
他是一个行出来的人。
He does what he's called to do.
他行出了他所被呼召所要行的事情。
And then,What James says, this one will be blessed in his doing.
雅各就说，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
In other words, do you want the blessing?
换句话说，你要得福。
The blessing is not in the hearing.
这个福气不是在你听的里面。
The blessing is in the doing.
这个福气是在你行出来的里面。
This one is blessed in his doing.
这一个人被祝福是因为在他所行的事上得福。
It's so simple.
就是这么简单。
It's so clear.
很清楚。
But.
但是。
We Christians today.
今天我们这些基督徒。
We are all ears.
我们有很多耳朵。
We come week by week.
我们每个星期都过来。
And we hear.
就是来听。
But we have a big problem, and I don't mean we here. I mean Christians everywhere nowadays.
但是我们有个很大的问题，不是单单坐在今天坐在这里，而是全世界的基督徒。
We have a big problem that we keep hearing.
我们的很大的问题就是我们一直听听听。
But nobody says to us, "What you heard last week?"
但是没有人问我们说，上个星期你听了什么
？What have you done with that?
听到了你做了什么。
How have you responded to that?
你是怎样回应你所听见的。
No one holds us accountable.
没有一个人被、拿来 被这样的询问。
So we hear.
所以我们就这样听听。
Then we come back and hear again.
然后下一次再回来再听。
And we come back and hear again.
然后再下个一周再过来听。
But we're not held accountable.
我们没有被负起这个责任来。
What if we said?
我们如果这样说的话。
Next week we shall hear the word of God.
下一个星期我们要听神的话。
We shall not hear again until we have put into practice what we've heard.
我们如果不把我们这次所听到的行出来，我们下次就不再听。
Would that work?
这个办法好不好？
You know, a friend was telling me about a meeting that was in South Africa.
有个南非的朋友在告诉我 他的聚会的情况。
And in South Africa, people were very excited in the meeting.
在南非那里聚会的人，他们非常的激动兴奋。
And the preachers would preach and shout and make a lot of noise.
那个讲道的人在那边大声的传道，有很大的声音。
And the audience was very different from you folks.
那边的听众跟我们是很不一样的。
Because they used to shout as well.
因为他们在底下也在叫。
Hallelujah.
他们在叫 Hallelujah.
Yes. You tell them. Amen.
他们在叫 Amen.
And they would speak about how challenging the ministry was.
他在讲到他们那个地方的服事，侍奉是多么的具有挑战性。
How good it was.
那里的侍奉非常美好。
How powerful it was.
非常的有能力。
And next week they come back and do exactly the same thing.
然后他们第二个星期回来还是做同样的事情。
But no change.
没有改变。
It was a kind of entertainment.
好像就是一种娱乐。
Well, we don't shout so much.
我们在这里我们不那么叫。
But we have the same disease.
但是我们所得的毛病是一样的。
We hear, we hear, we hear, we hear, we hear, we hear, we hear.
我们就是听听听，我们听听听，一直在听。
But in our heart, we need to be doers.
但是在我们的心里面，我们一定要去做一个行道的人。
Taking this word，
把这些话听进去。
Taking it before God，
带到神的面前来。
Lord，
主啊
，Change my life，
改变我的生命。
Lord， let me be true to this word，
让我对着这些话语是真实的。
Let this word work in me，
让这些的话在我里面工作起来。
If we go back to 1 Thessalonians,
如果我们回到帖撒罗尼迦前书
1 Thessalonians and chapter 2, verse 13,
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
For this reason we also thank God without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13.For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十三节，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So this church in Thessalonica was extraordinary.
这一个在帖撒罗尼迦的教会非常不同寻常。
The apostle was amongst them for a very short time.
使徒在他们中间只有很短的时间。
And then he was driven out of the town.
然后就被赶出了那个城市。
And the believers were left alone.
这个信徒就在那边留下，他们单独。
And Paul was very anxious about what's going to happen to them.
保罗就很想知道后来那里怎么样了。
Because they were being persecuted.
因为他们受到逼迫。
Would their faith stand?
他们的信心会站住吗？
It did stand.
真的他们站立住了。
They remained strong.
他们继续刚强。
Why?
为什么？
Because they received the word of God as the word of God.
因为他们听见所传的神的道，就领受成为神的道。
And this word was effectively working in them.
这个道就运行在，有效地运行在他们的心中。
It was working in them because they wanted it to work in them.
这个道能够运行，是他们愿意神的道在他们心里来工作。
Because they received it with meekness.
因为他们存着温柔的心来领受。
That's the nature of the word.
这就是这神的道的本质。
He who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does, or this one will be blessed in his doing.
唯有详细查看那全备使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
We come along to be blessed.
我们来是为了要得着神的祝福。
The blessing is not in the hearing.
但是这个祝福不是在听，不是在乎听。
The blessing is in the doing.
神的祝福是在乎行道。
Then he says, verse 26, if anyone among you thinks he is religious, that is,religion here means the outward forms of worship.
26节说，若有人自以为虔诚，这个虔诚的意思是我们外表上看上去很虔诚。
If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion or outward performance is useless.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚就是外在的表现的虔诚是虚的。
This one is all talk.
这个人就是只会讲。
He doesn't bridle his tongue.
他不勒住自己的舌头。
He deceives his own heart.
这样就是欺骗了自己的心。
And then James says, pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this.
然后雅各说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
And what does he say?
他说的是什么？
He speaks about doing.
他说的就是行为。
This is what is pure before God.
这样的事情是在神面前没有玷污的。
This is real faith.
这是真正的信心。
What is real faith?
真正的信心是什么？
To visit orphans and widows in their trouble.
就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Now he simply mentioned two things.
他这里就是讲到两件事情。
But in these two things he captured something.
但在这两件事情当中他抓住了一件事。
What has he captured?
他抓住的是哪一件事情？
The whole essence.Of the word of God.
就是神话语的圣洁。
Remember the Lord Jesus was asked, which is the greatest commandment?
记得主耶稣问，诫命中最大的是哪一条？
The first commandment was, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
第一条就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
To keep oneself unspotted from the world.
保守自己不沾染世俗。
This is that commandment reflected.
就是在那一条诫命里所反映出来的。
Because why does a Christian keep himself unspotted from the world, unstained by the world?
为什么一个基督徒，一个信徒要保守自己不沾染世俗？
In 2 Corinthians,
在哥林多后书
Second Corinthians and chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章
Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2.
哥林多后书十一章第二节
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
第二节，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
This is why we keep ourselves unspotted from the world.
这是为什么我们要保守自己不沾染世俗的污秽。
It is not simply a rule book that we follow in.
不是我们要去遵守一系列的条例。
But it's a person who has won our heart.
但是我们是要为着那一个赢得我们心的这一位。
And we are keeping ourselves for him.
我们保守圣洁是为了他。
We are to be presented to Christ.
因为将来我们要被献给基督。
How will we be presented?
我们如何被献给基督？
This is the issue. It's a personal thing.
这是一个很个人的事情。
It's a function of love.
这是一个出于爱的原因。
It's not simply a rule.
不是要我们去遵循一系列的条规。
And the second great commandment was love your neighbor as yourself.
而第二条的这个大的诫命就是要爱人如己。
And James has gathered that up in visit the orphans and the widows in their affliction.
雅各就把那条诫命归纳成为看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Care about the people around you.
要看顾照顾你周围的人
and do them good.
要为他们做好事照顾他们
this, such a one is not simply a hearer.
所以我们不是单单要做一个听到的人
but he's a different sort of person.
这里给我们看见一个不同的人
he's a doer.
这是一个做事情的人
he's received the word with meekness.
他用温柔的心领受了道理
and he's responding to that word.
也对着这一个道做出了回
应。He's been taught, he's been changed by that word.
他被教导、被改变、被这个神道改变。
He's living a different life.
现在过着不一样的生活。
And in that life,
在这样的生活当中
he's very blessed.
他是蒙福的。
So Lord, we pray that we all
所以主啊，我们感谢
would be doers.
我们求主让我们都成为行道的人。
Receiving your word with meekness.
存着温柔的心来领受你的道
Being teachable,
成为一个能被教导的人
Being correctable,
能被纠正的人
Able to be enlightened,
能够被你来启示
Receivers of revelation,
能够接受你的启示
And those who are obedient to the vision that we're given,
做一个对着主的意向存心谦卑的人
Lord, enable us to live this life.
帮助我们来过这样的生活
And shine as lights in the darkness.
让我们的生命像明光照耀在黑暗里面
Shining from our lives.
主你光照我们
And preaching your word.
也将你的话语来指教我们
We ask in Jesus' holy name.
我们祷告祈求奉主圣洁的名 Amen. Amen.